I'm making you wait for it. How are you? Oh, my goodness. It's going to be a good show today because we're talking about happy people. Are you a happy people? You want to be a happy people? We can do that. There's a way happy people think and how they look at the world. And I'm not saying you're not happy. You probably are, but I'll give you some ideas today. And a few other things as well. Something I just got off the phone with a coaching client a few minutes ago. I want to share with you a little hack I have that you can use this time of year. It's the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day with a practical twist to it we call Scott Logic. My name is Scott Smith. Common name, uncommon sense. There used to be a lot of common sense in the world. There's not so much anymore. It makes me a bit of a special kind of guy. You're special too, so just don't think it's just me saying that. You're special too. I don't. Look around. There's two conversations going on in the world today. Have you noticed? There's a public conversation that happens amongst the public. I say public media, mostly. The big stuff, you know, the folks that influence us. And that conversation seems to lack common sense entirely right now. It has for a couple of years. It seems to be getting a little smarter lately, a little more common sensey lately, but for the most part, it just kind of lacks it. But if you notice the other conversation happening in the world, privately among friends and family, just normal folk you run into, you're at the store, you're at the restaurant, whatever, just meeting people, right? Those people aren't saying what's happening on the media. They're not. It's like two conversations. Here, you get the one that you get if you're at the restaurant and the store. Okay, the real stuff. That's all there is. I can't do anything else. Good to have you. Hey, here's a hack, okay? Now, I know you can do this another way if you want to, but a lot of people say to me, Scott, I need more time. People are just dragging me down. They're pulling on me. I can't stop it, man. There's so much to do. Everybody's calling me. I got stuff. What do I do? I've done all the personal development, the productivity stuff. How do I do that? Well, I have a hack I learned a long time ago. It's a cheat. There's no doubt it's a cheat, but sometimes you want to cheat. Cheat in a good way. You just want to take advantage of a situation. So here's the hack for you. If you're trying to change things, so say in 2022, you want to do something completely different. You want to, you know, spend more time for yourself, write a book, get a new job, just go fishing. I don't care. But right now you can't do that because everybody's going to question you if you do it. Well, starting about today, and for the next maybe month and a half into January, most people in the world are going to disappear and be distracted with something else. Family, friends, parties, things like that. They're going to be doing that. And when they come to January, they would have to go to dry January to take care of their liver after the holidays, right? So they're going to be distracted for a while. So what you do is you recognize they're going to be distracted. You say, okay, since they're distracted, I'm just going to start doing the things that I want to do and the way I want to do it. Put some constraints, some rules, and change everything about your life and how you deal with other people. You can do it as far and as deep as you want to go. It doesn't matter. Nobody's watching you. Nobody's telling you. Nobody's interrupting you. It's just you, right? And then in January, when they start, okay, let's get to work, you say, well, okay, let me talk to you about a couple changes here. Here's how I do it these days. And just lay down the rules. That's it. And you know what they're going to say? Oh, okay. Right now, I know you could do it without taking advantage of the hack, but why not just do it and let people come back and go, well, guess the world's changed. And if they don't like it, I think there's 7.3 billion people in the world. You can meet somebody else. You can. I know some people say, Scott, come on, man. You can just sit down and do that today. I know you can. I'm just giving you an easy way. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy. If ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. So are you a happy person? Are you a happy person? Now, if you were to ask my wife, is Scott a happy person, a positive person, she would say, it's complicated. But yes, he is. Now, as a proud, high-maintenance man, who has never met a conversation I did not want to dive deep into. Ladies, be really careful if you wish to have a guy like me. Not to say you do, but if you do. Wish I had a guy that would talk and think and be intimate. No, you don't, because I will turn and talk to you. You might not like it. It's complicated. But the answer is yes. Happy every day. Every minute? Let's give it every other minute. I get there. Sometimes things tweak you, right? Not because I was born that way, no. But as my Italian friends say, and I have a couple of Italian clients right now, no openings on my schedule because of them. They're awesome. They would say, I had a good learning. And no, I'm not mocking or misappropriating or anything like that. That's actually how they say it. I had a good learning. So many years ago, right after high school, and just after, before entering the adult world, I had a realization, a learning, if you will, that life is complicated, and that wasn't going to change. I was out there kind of finding my way in the world and taking some part-time jobs and just doing stuff that kids do at that age. And I was looking around going, man, this is weird. This is complicated. This is ick. Didn't like it too much. I'm not going to do this. I want to do something else. But I had another learning as well. I noticed that no matter how difficult things were, there were some people that I met that were happy anyway. They embraced the suck. They just did. I wanted to be one of them. No, I didn't want life to be sucky at all, but I knew it was going to be anyway. In some cases, it was going to happen. And, you know, it's just going to have to deal with it. I wanted to be the person who didn't need rose-colored glasses to be satisfied. And that meant I needed to think like them. Can you accept that merely being alive means you will run into occasional challenges? You're probably a happy person. If you're the kind of person who says, what's going on? Maybe not. Can you realize that dealing with challenges is a privilege that comes with being alive? Because you were born and you're here, you get to deal with the suck? Yay! And make it better. Oh, you'll get, listen, in the future, when you're not here anymore, I'm assuming, I don't know, no, none of us really know, you won't have any more challenges. I guess it depends if you go up or down, though, right? Will you welcome frustration and be satisfied that it only means you are moving forward? Frustration? No, Scott, life should be smooth flowing all the time. Otherwise, I'm not happy. Okay. Frustration is part of the process. There are very few things that don't yield some frustration, even if it's a password you can't remember. See? It's that easy. Are you able to accept responsibility for solving your challenges? Oh, my God. Get off the responsibility word, Scott. Leave me alone. I don't want it. Somebody help me solve my challenges. A lot of that going around these days. I have a secret for you. Nobody's coming to save you. It's not a bad thing. See, everybody's trying to save themselves. That's all. Nobody's coming to save you. If they do, you just got lucky. Nobody's coming to save you. So wherever you are in your world right now, whatever you want, whatever is good or bad in your world, doesn't make any difference at all. Nobody's coming to help you do anything different. You have to do it yourself. That's how it is. If you're a positive person, you know that already. If you're negative, you're like, it shouldn't be that way. Don't do that. Step up. Do you have a bring it mindset for everything that life throws at you? I think you do. Let me give you another clarity on that as well. Another learning, if you will. A bring it mindset, meaning any challenge comes your way, you're like, bring it, let's do this thing. It's cool. But I'm going to give you the advanced version of the bring it, let's do this thing. For those of you who recognize that sometimes in life, that's not a good idea. It's okay. Maybe I shouldn't have done that. So for the things that mean something to you, for the things that are important, you know, that you got to bring it, you got to turn into it, give it your all self 1,000% and go after it. Yes. Do you have a bring it mindset? A happy person does. Okay, let's do this thing. But a happy person also says, well, I got a bring it mindset, but I ain't bringing it to that. No. Have some constraints, some rules, understanding who you are. Understand what makes you happy. Understand that whatever the world brings your way, you're going to deal with it in a happy, upbeat way, but it doesn't mean you have to, right? That would be silly. That'd be another podcast that I don't do. If you're expecting a great night's sleep tonight, no matter what happened today, and no matter what tomorrow will bring, I am guessing you're kind of a happy person. Technology. Push the button, Scott. Thank you. Excuse me while I take just a second to to think about all the podcast producers and podcast hosts and people all over the world that say, Scott, you should have edited that. I said, no. This show happens just like life. It gets messy sometimes and you push the wrong button and we just move on. Don't spend too much time fixing crap that happens to you. Just move on to the next thing. Put a smile on your face. Say, maybe, just maybe, I'll get it right next time. That could be a whole new podcast, huh? I'm just really being honest, right? You have no idea how many people are going to freak out right now, and that will be unprofessional. They will unsubscribe from this podcast and go away because I didn't go back and edit that. Makes me chuckle. So tomorrow, do you know who you are? Do you really know who you are? I do. I absolutely know who I am. But do you know who you are? We're going to find out tomorrow. I'm going to test you on that and give you a way to do that. And also on Friday, how high is your ceiling? How high is your ceiling? Well, it depends on where you're standing to know what your ceiling is. And we'll chat about that on Friday show. It's going to be a good show. And a lot coming. Monday show is going to be awesome as well. Success in your native habitat. That's going to be an awesome show. But you have a great day today. I know you got stuff to do. I'll see you tomorrow.